I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Hindu militants in India have extended their anti-Christian attacks across 12 states now. Recent bombings in Assam rattled nerves, and Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India's Don Edwards urges prayer.
The people who were being persecuted would continue to preach with great boldness, that they would continue to have courage.
Mission India's ministry team won't quit, Edwards notes.
What we find in some cases, in fact, is that the people who have been persecuted end up standing stronger for their faith.
Next, four Christian relief workers were beaten and arrested in Orissa last Tuesday. The World Evangelical Alliance reports that the four are riding motorcycles to work when a motorist ran into one of them, drawing a crowd of over 400. The crowd, which included several Hindu extremists, began to beat and threaten believers until police arrived. But they arrested the Christians under forced conversion charges. Pray that these relief workers would be released unharmed. And although the practice of Trakosi slavery was outlawed in 1998, it's still found in some parts of Ghana. Every Child Ministries is partnering with national Ghanaian efforts to liberate these girls. ECM's Lorella Rouster says their work with these women is fast outpacing their staff.
One of the big jobs is not only liberating them, but after we liberate them, helping them to rebuild their lives. And so much is broken that that's really a big process. We are expressing an urgent need. We need two women or two couples to work alongside our Ghanaian national workers.
Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can get more information on these and other stories at our resource line, 1-800-995-4828. Other expanded coverage, bulletin inserts, and podcasting can also be found at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.